Alex Jones Show.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All righty, you are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show. You know, we got to make that a thing, don't we? We got to find a way to create. I just had this idea. We got to find a way to create some kind of campaign where you just say Alex Jones' name, right? Like, because they're not only trying to hijack the man's name, it's hijacking the man's identity to the point where you can't start your own new thing because your name is so powerful and popular. It's synonymous, obviously, with InfoWars, but it's always going to succeed. I don't know. Maybe we could start some kind of social media campaign where you just like, it's like, say his name, Alex Jones, say his name. I don't know. Something around those lines. I don't know. Chase Geyser's better than me at the meme thing. So maybe he could figure something like that out, but just an idea. But with that said, you guys got to support the broadcast. I'm telling you right now, go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com with a full scale assault against InfoWars. Just got the confirmation. I got my black and red InfoWars classic OG classic InfoWars logo t-shirt. So I'm excited about that. Right when that thing comes in, I'm going to wear that everywhere. So make sure you get yours because that thing is a relic. That thing will go down into the past when World War III and the nuclear holocaust literally is unleashed all over the place. And it's like straight up Terminator salvation into the future war and its total annihilation everywhere. Nuclear fallout, post-nuclear apocalyptic scenario. You'll see two things. You will see an American flag posted somewhere, right? Even though it's busted and ripped, it will still be somewhere. And you will see an Alex Jones or an InfoWars flag sticker. You will see that somewhere. And you know what? You'll also have the Bible, that's for sure. God's eternal word will trump it all. So make sure to support the broadcast, thealexjonesstore.com. Follow me on Rumble as well, rumble.com/DrewHernandez. Rumble.com/DrewHernandez. I go live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on X at Drew H Live. All right. So this brings me to this. If you actually think about it, all of our efforts are never in vain, right? The Bible makes that very clear. You do good, and your works will never be in vain. It's not that you do good to be saved, but your good works as a born-again Christian, I mean, that's God has created us, right? We are his workmanship, created for good works that we should walk in them. That's after salvation. God uses us for his own will, for his own purposes, and for his righteousness' sake. That has an effect on planet Earth. That has an effect on the world around us. Now, we don't know the day or the hour. We don't know when this is all going to end. We don't know when the end finally comes. Well, all I know is that the Bible calls me to fight this righteous right of faith. The Bible calls me to fight the good fight of faith. The Bible calls me to be obedient to Christ, regardless if it's convenient or inconvenient. I know that the Bible calls me to follow Christ in all circumstances. So even if I knew that Jesus Christ was coming in 5 minutes, you know, if I just somehow knew that, I'm not claiming I know that. I'm just saying if I hypothetically somehow knew that, I'm not sitting around chilling out. I am actually taking it into high gear because if I got 5 minutes left to preach this gospel and reach and pull people out of this satanic kingdom of darkness matrix simulation, if all I got is 5 minutes left to go, then I'm going to make the most of those 5 minutes because you want to know what? I believe that Christ Jesus would expect me to do that. As a born-again Christian, as his son, as someone that has been saved and plucked out of that same kingdom of darkness, I don't take my salvation for granted. And whether I have 5 minutes or whether I have 5 days or 5 weeks or 5 months or 5 years or 500 years, and I'm not saying this to virtue signal like, Drew, you're such a strong Christian. I'm just being completely honest. This is how I feel. And I don't understand how people don't feel this as well. And, you know, it is devastating. It's looking bad out there. All the news that Alex just covered about the EU going after Elon Musk, going after his companies. The ultimate end game is what Alex is experiencing now. It's the total hijack of your identity entirely. And I think once AI and artificial intelligence becomes more of a weaponized reality, right? Because all technology, especially now in this modern age, like pre-World War II, I mean, you can argue before, right? This has been happening, but let's just start there, right? Post-World War II. All of this advent and technological boost, most of technology, especially digitally, is being weaponized against humanity, civilization. That makes sense to me from a biblical perspective. Demonic legions, Lucifer, Satan, this Antichrist system will be used against civilization in the end. I truly believe, this is just my opinion, that the mark of the beast will be some type of technological advancement. That's just my opinion, biblical opinion. And so with that said, and that doesn't mean that technologically itself is evil. Technology is great. Technology could be used for good. Technology could be used for the kingdom of heaven. But at the same time, technology can be used for the kingdom of darkness. And so with that said, yes, that's the ultimate end game. They want to completely take you of your identity. Listen, if they can't kill you, if they can't bankrupt you, if they can't slander you and discredit you, Alex Jones really is the model of what where this goes, right? I think they're too afraid to assassinate someone like Alex Jones. Now, God forbid, I pray against this all the time. Same for Donald Trump and everybody involved. This is not just the guys behind the microphone, okay? And if you saw what happened after January 6th of 2021, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody's on a damn list. Everybody. You know what's an interesting case is what's her name from the Young Turks? Anna Karespian. Did I pronounce that right? I forget. I mean, I don't watch the Young Turks. Watching her kind of get red-pilled and detach herself from the radical left because she's kind of realized how psychotic they are when she experienced, I think she was walking somewhere outside of her apartment or her house in the street, and she got sexually assaulted by a male and decided to go public and talk about it. And immediately her followers, her own cult following, all of these psycho leftists immediately turned it on her and said, what you're saying is actually going to damage those that are marginalized communities, meaning blacks or browns or whatever. And she didn't even mention the race of her attacker. And it turned out her attacker was white, and it totally just like threw her off. And, you know, I was reading her piece when she put this out. It went super viral. And she said she just couldn't believe that, you know, I'm paraphrasing, right? As this is what I got from it, that she just was stunned that her side took it to that extreme without any facts and turned it around on her without even knowing the situation. And the reason, and I use that as an example is because that is a cult. You are in a cult. You know, that's what's happening to a lot of people. Look at the red pilling of Elon Musk. Elon Musk is on his way, right? Look at the red pilling of Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's on his own journey, right? A lot of these guys are, you know, dealing with this tyranny. They're dealing with this federal government. They're dealing with this on a personal level, on a personal basis. And see, unfortunately, that's what it takes in order to wake you up, because you're sitting on the sidelines and you're watching the destruction of InfoWars and Alex Jones and the depersoning, the debanking and the deplatforming. And you're watching all this from the sidelines and you think to yourself, well, gee, as long as I don't go where he went, I'll be okay. Wrong. Because you're dealing with a cult. And in a cult, you don't have any options. You don't have a choice. You are told what to believe. You are told what to say. You are told what to read. You are told what to listen to. You are told how to react. You are told how to live. You're told how to breathe and when to breathe and what to eat and when not to eat, when to drink and what not to drink, the Kool-Aid or not. You do not have a choice. I think that is part of the big great awakening that's taking place right now. Because I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I don't fully trust Elon Musk. But I've just been watching this guy, and I'm like, dude, this guy is on a journey, man. Like, it is very much a net positive to have Elon Musk where he is right now. And we want him to go further right. You know, someone like Elon Musk receives the gospel and is born again. That's where we need him. But he's on his journey. And we are gaining ground big time. We are gaining ground big time in the culture, gaining ground big time in a lot of these influential institutions that have been hijacked. But the reason why that's happening is because people are doing the work. People are pushing back peacefully, legislatively, intellectually, educationally, culturally, technologically. Right? Whatever sphere you find yourself, whatever career path or influence you find yourself, that's where you do the work. And the ones that are going to do the heavy lifting, obviously, we've seen Alex Jones doing this. We've seen Donald Trump doing this. We've seen people like Roger Stone. We've seen, you know, everyone that has been particularly getting hit hard in the past 8 years. But Alex has been dealing with this for decades, right? InfoWars itself. But however, there is no sitting on the sidelines watching anymore. And I think people understand that. And a lot of very influential people are understanding that. Which, by the way, this is why there's some crisis within the Harris campaign. Because if you pay attention to what they're saying,